Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Dan Buck down the desk there, and Ethan Bright. Welcome back. I guess welcome back to me, actually, because some of you may have wondered what happened to me last week, and I was out all week. I didn't just call in sick randomly.
Not a vacation by any stretch of the imagination.
Nothing. I would wish on my worst enemy, I have to tell you that. Fell and broke 6 ribs and spent some time in the hospital this week with the great staff over at BJC. I have to tell you, they did a great job. I was at Big Barnes.
Man, for 4 days.
Because I discovered when you break that many ribs, you're considered a trauma patient.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
And fortunate you didn't puncture a lung or something like that. I know that was their big concern. So
I had a guardian angel looking over me because normally they sometimes have to put a chest tube in you. Sometimes they have to do surgery to put a rib plate on. And I didn't have to do any of that. I've just been in, at times, awful pain in my left side. Hurts to laugh sometimes.
Do not make him laugh. Don't give him a cold because we don't want him coughing or sneezing, because that would be excruciating.
I have a bottle of hand sanitizer sitting next to me over here.
He hits it about every 20 minutes.
I do, because I don't want to risk a cough, because I couldn't imagine anything worse. I have had several friends chiming in this morning about their own personal experiences with rib fractures that some say it took them months to feel better. One guy on Facebook says, took me a year. Thank you, buddy. Yeah. That's what I needed, those encouraging words. I'm hoping that I'll feel a lot better 4 or 5 weeks from now. But in the meantime,
make Christmas be the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a goal. I'm going to be better by Christmas.
Uncle Joe is moving kind of slow at the junction.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Man. Yeah. And your voice, if people say, it's because of shortness of breath. He can't take big, deep breaths like you normally would when you were speaking. He's talking at the upper diaphragm, not down in the lower diaphragm. He was worried if I had a cold, because you hear my voice is a little grovelly today. That's from just yelling and screaming at a national baseball tournament over the past week. Our St. Louis team, St. Louis Patriots, shout out to all my teammates. We took home the World Series title down in Florida. 54 teams were down there, and we battled all week. It was a lot of fun to come back as World Series champ. Wore the championship hat.
Because early in that, I'll just have to tell people, I was texting with Dan to see how his team was doing, and you had a couple of early losses.
Bad, terrible.
You weren't feeling good about it, and I kind of thought, well, I thought it was like a single elimination thing, but it wasn't.
No, pool play just sets you up for bracket. Right. But in bracket, we outscored our four opponents 65-16. It was an offensive display by these teammates of mine. Longtime friends. I've played ball with a lot of these guys for 15, 20 years, and we were by far probably the oldest 53 and over team at this World Series. We had 9 guys who would qualify for the 60 division, and the old guys came out firing. We scored 12 runs in the 8th inning when we were down 2 to win the national title game by 10. So,
way to go, Dan. Making me feel good.
A lot of fun.
I'm struggling to walk to my desk this morning.
I'm sorry. Gosh darn it.
You're hitting dingers off the Green Monster.
Yeah. The Green Monster. We played at JetBlue Stadium down there, which is the home of the Red Sox. And they have a big Green Monster. We punished it for sure.
Ouch. Well, coming up, we are going to talk to Dr. Mark Siegel. It's just coincidence that we have him on, but he does a show called Radio Doctor or whatever for his hospital. So maybe he can give me some medical advice.
Yeah, we could get some medical advice from him. That's great.
He has written a new book on the miracles of medicine, modern miracles, and it talks about how powerful his faith is in healing and some stories that he's experienced through his medical career. We're going to get to him here. You see him on Fox all the time. He's going to join us at about 7:35. Next hour, we're going to check in with Ryan Schmelz. The government's still closed. They did get enough Democrats to vote to break cloture, but whatever they pass still has to go back to the House, and nobody's there because tomorrow's a federal holiday, so they're having to bring that House members back from around the country. Probably be Wednesday before they get another vote of some sort on this. We'll talk to Schmelz about all of that and what's in it and what's not. We got Tom Ackerman coming up still. It's all still ahead for you here this morning. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Every criminal alien ICE and Border Patrol takes off the street makes this country safer.
Thank you, Tom Holman. That is a fact that you can't get away from. But we continue to get these stories of gangs now issuing shoot-on-sight orders toward Border Patrol agents in Chicago.
The Latin Kings specifically.
That is what Governor Pritzker and the crazy mayor up there have accomplished. They now have gangs shooting at ICE members, and that's on them.
One would think that Trump media would not have been caught up into Arctic Frost at all, largely because, Maria, we just became a public company in 2024, and we were nowhere around in 2021 on January 6th.
Devin Nunez there, of course, former congressman, runs Truth Social now for Trump media. And he wants to know why the investigation into whatever happened January 6th by Jack Smith extended to include a company that wasn't even in existence on January 6th.
Assalamu alaikum. Habin what accent? Maga yega why? Yarub Farid. Boko Megara, Minneapolis.
Recognize any of that? That's the new mayor of Minneapolis giving his acceptance speech in Somali.
Oh, my God.
The mayor of Minneapolis. Minneapolis friendly? Didn't somebody say that earlier today? Are you kidding me? Minnesota friendly? They're thanking Somalis for electing them to run, again, one of the biggest cities in the country. Sad.
Man.
Rockwood Superintendent Dr. Curtis Kane says he has met with teachers and the teachers' union since the loss. Dr. Kane tells First Alert 4 he's focused on keeping the district competitive.
We just double down on the efforts that we're engaging in right now and ultimately find a way to continue to share the story of the Rockwood School District.
Yeah. So I was out last week. I obviously was not able to be here for post-election day coverage, and I apologize for that. But they're talking about Prop S failing in Rockwood. And, of course, Channel 4 had to trot out there and talk to Dr. Kane about, well, you know, what do you do now? You didn't get your 45-cent per person tax increase. How are you going to pay these teachers? Well, the answer is pretty simple. As we pointed out several times, we had several people on that were against this. Fortunately, it failed. I have to say this. This is a result of bad leadership in the Rockwood School District. We've tried desperately to get you a few people with common sense on the school board. The people out there rejected those efforts, continue to vote for the NEA candidates. NEA candidates are only going to ever vote for bigger schools and more spending. And now you've seen attendance decline 11% in the last 10 years in Rockwood. So attendance is declining, and yet the attendance is declining, yeah. And yet they've got dozens of administrators that make $200,000 a year, like assistant principal on assistant principal on assistant principal, assistant superintendents, directors of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Everybody out there is overpaid, but they can't afford to pay the teachers. Now, I want to play that bite again because I think it's important. Very quickly, play that bite again because I want you to listen to the end of it.
You want the whole one?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans. You live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Cut 10.
It's a time for resolve. It's a time for reflection. And it's a time for focus.
Rockwood Superintendent Dr. Curtis Kane says he has met with teachers and the teachers' union since the loss. Dr. Kane tells First Alert 4 he's focused on keeping the district competitive.
We just double down on the efforts that we're engaging in right now and ultimately find a way to continue to share the story of the Rockwood School District.
According to state data, the average teacher's salary in Rockwood is just over $69,000 a year. Compared to other districts, Parkway School District teachers earn over $75,000 a year. Francis Howell teachers make about $65,000. And teachers in St. Louis Public Schools make over $54,000.
So I thought it was interesting Channel 4 used those four districts to compare them to. Of those four, Rockwood pays the second most.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know I've talked to teachers out there and I feel their pain. Ultimately, they chose to go into this as a career. You can move to other districts if you're unhappy with your pay. But if you're mad about that, it's your school district you need to be mad at, not the taxpayers. The taxpayers pay plenty of taxes. They've been mishandled by the school board. who overpaid dozens of administrators for complete nonsense instead of applying the money to the salaries for the school teachers. All right, I'm off my soapbox.
Well, and how many of those positions are double back, too? That's what you don't think about.
I know.
Meaning how many pensions are in that same position? It's not just creating the administrative position that pays $200,000, but when that guy retires, he gets a full pension. Right.
Yeah.
And then you're paying another person that same salary. So it all continues to build upon itself. And now you get runaway expense.
Yep. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Bill Eigel. He is honoring Veterans Day. They're having a Freedom Fest event that you can attend on Veterans Day. We're going to get to him with more on that coming up. All right, welcome back. Sorry there, having a breathing moment. I apologize.
He says something just popped. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
It's going to happen randomly, and I apologize to you for that.
I can't believe you're here. You are a trooper among troopers, dude. I mean, you broke six ribs, and you're back to work in a week, less than a week. That's insane.
I don't have time to bleed.
I don't.
Somebody joked on Facebook.
Mark the body.
Oh, I'm laughing
Cox.
Again.
Right. Mark the body, Cox. No time to bleed.
I have no idea how I'm here either. But, you know, as long as I'm still, which is hard to do when you're talking and moving around here on the microphone, then that. We're trying to get a hold of Bill Eigel, who we're supposed to have on right now. And in the meantime, let's talk real quick about what Hakeem Jeffries said earlier about healthcare. I think we got that Bernie Sanders bite. If you could play that real quick, I would appreciate it.
By the way, the shutdown is over, supposedly.
Technically.
It's
still got to pass the House.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now, the government's still closed.
Yep.
Tonight, 8 Democrats voted with the Republicans to allow them to go forward on this continuing resolution. And to my mind, this was a very, very bad vote. What it does, first of all, is it raises healthcare premiums for over 20 million Americans by doubling, and in some cases tripling or quadrupling. People can't afford that when we're already paying the highest prices in the world for healthcare.
I'm telling you, stop right there. Did you hear what he just said, that we are doubling, in some cases tripling and quadrupling,
yes,
people's healthcare premiums? No, we're not. We are not doing that. What we are doing is we're going back to pre-COVID level premiums, right? This tax credit that was going to people during the Biden administration was supposedly a short term, supposed to be a 1 year relief for their premiums. And then it became two, and then it became three. Now we're in year four. And the Democrat and the Republicans are simply saying that we're going to go back to what your healthcare program, right, your Obamacare, set up to be the premium. Right. But now it's suddenly too high for Americans. They're openly admitting that there was a problem with Obamacare. That's what they have just admitted, that Obamacare is too expensive and we have to now subsidize it even more with these additional tax credits that didn't exist before COVID. It drives me crazy, Mark, that we keep letting this narrative go that somehow Republicans are increasing premiums by simply not allowing these tax credits to continue. You know, all we're doing is saying that the grace period of these 4 years for all those people on Obamacare is now over, and that we're now post-COVID. The economy is back. Let's get back to what you all said was going to be the premium. You all created this healthcare plan.
It was your idea.
100% your idea.
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm saying, be done with this. Every time you hear them open their mouths that somehow Republicans are increasing health care premiums on Americans, they're not. They're reverting it back to what the Democrats created as Obamacare pre-COVID, and you're going to pay those crazy high premiums. But this is what Democrats voted for. This is what you said you wanted. They gave it to you. Now we're just not going to continue to fund this at reckless levels.
Yep.
People are going to pay their own premiums.
Well, before we run out of time here, let me get to Bill Eigel. who's running for county council in St. Charles. Bill,
we found him.
We found him. Happy Veterans Day.
Hey, happy Veterans Day, guys.
Yeah. Tell us what you got coming up tomorrow for Veterans Celebration.
Tomorrow night, Veterans Freedom Fest out at Stone Ledge Distillery in Defiance. We're going to have a big Freedom Fest out there. We got a lot of special guests. We've got our Congressman Bob Onder out there. Both of our state senators are going to be out there, Adam Schnelting and Nick Schroer. We're going to have our county sheriff, Scott Lewis, is going to be out there. So it's going to be a fantastic event, 6 p.m., Stone Ledge Distillery out in Defiance. There's going to be a lot of folks there. It's going to be also an event supporting certainly the county executive race. We've got a couple candidates for county council, but if you've got an opportunity, come on out and join us. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, you sure you got Congressman Onder? He may get called back for a vote.
Yeah, he may have to go back and take a vote. He may have to go back and take a vote, but if not, he's going to be out there.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, and I was planning to join you before this rib situation developed. I apologize.
No, I heard about that. I hope you're doing better. It's glad to hear you back on the air.
Yeah, the voice is a little strained because I can't breathe too deeply. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
No diaphragm talking today. Yeah.
So again, six o'clock tomorrow out at Stone Ledge in Defiance, correct?
Stone Ledge in Defiance. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Bill, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, take care. Yep, appreciate that.
And Bill didn't give any praise to himself. He's running for county council or county
executive
out there, and of course, that'll be a fundraiser for him as well, right?
Yeah, and so. he's got a couple of other county council candidates he's backing, I believe, who will be there speaking.
That's great
as well.
It'll be a fun party to celebrate veterans too. That's great.
Should be coming up. We're going to talk to a Dr. Mark Siegel. He's got a book out. He's a medical doctor about miracles and true life stories of healing and faith and even a prayer guide inside. We're going to talk to Dr. Siegel when we come back. Well, you know, you have to look for the good in everything, Dan. I told you this.
Yes.
When I fell a week ago Sunday and broke 6 ribs in this hunting accident.
Duck hunting accident.
The gods kind of aligned honestly, I wouldn't call it a miracle. The fact that it didn't hit my head was close to a miracle. The fact I didn't puncture a lung was another one. So I'm feeling pretty good about my experience. But as you can imagine, I have a lot of faith, and I think that played a part in it. And our next guest is Dr. Mark Siegel. He's, of course, a Fox News commentator. You hear him on there all the time. He's a contributor. He's also a clinical professor of medicine at NYU, and he's got a brand new book out called The Miracles Among Us. Dr. Siegel, good morning to you.
Great to see you, Mark. It's in pre-orders through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Fox News Books for another week, and then it hits the stands.
Well,
are there any stands left?
You know, I when you talk about modern medicine and faith, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they think of those two things at the same time. As a medical doctor, what have you seen in your career that's led you to write this book?
First of all, it's really important that we don't separate these things out, because life is precious and there's a spiritual existence and a soul. And you actually, as a physician, can acknowledge that to yourself, and it doesn't compromise your science. So they're not separate. The only way that they get separated is if somebody doesn't count on the spiritual existence or the mental and the physical together, and then they start discounting a life. So the idea that you have an awareness of a greater reality helps you as a physician in a very, very positive way. And we've lost sight of that. And the technology we see, the growth of modern technology, can be seen as God's hands, if you will, that we have an ability to cure and heal that we never had before, but we need to use it judiciously and with God's guidance.
I saw you on Fox News this morning and just talking also about the connection that you have through some of the military that you've worked with and their deep faith in many cases, right?
And we're talking about it at a time when psychedelic drugs are becoming more and more under the spotlight as potential use for post-traumatic stress disorder. And I would also say that faith and healing, joint healing and togetherness and getting outside yourself and exercise, extreme exercise, like I've ridden mountain bikes with the former President Bush and the vets, all of that helps. And that's not to discount medication, but I think faith is a big, big part of how to recover from traumatic experiences.
What are some
especially,
of the...
by the way, tomorrow's Veterans Day, yeah. And today we honor the 250th anniversary of the Marines. So.
Amen. That's a great point. Dr. Mark Siegel, our guest right now. What is maybe an example that you highlight in the book where you saw that faith make a difference in somebody's treatment?
But it's constant. You know, it's constant. I've had multiple examples where that occurs. The one that comes to mind as you bring it up is former CDC Director Bob Redfield. His son got in a really severe accident, hit his head. When he got to the Jackson Memorial in Miami, they said, look, he's in a very deep coma. He's not going to wake up. He's blown a pupil. But they really bad signs. They managed to, through various maneuvers, they got him stabilized. He still was in a deep coma. They flew him up to Maryland Shock Trauma, where Dr. Redfield knows the head of it, Tom Scalia, who's an amazing, amazing physician. And they did all kinds of things over the months with various ways of decreasing pressure in the brain. But the three of the main lobes of the brain were badly damaged. And his brother, Bobby Redfield III, who's a transplant surgeon, said he's never going to recover. And Redfield III doesn't really believe. He's not a disbeliever, but he doesn't really believe. But what happened was, over time, Danny Redfield got better and better and better and better. Now he's fully recovered, and he's actually out there playing golf and beating his old scores. But all of this was occurring with Bob Redfield, the former CDC director, praying every day, and his wife praying every day, and some Franciscan nuns up in Poughkeepsie that he's friends with since the HIV era, praying every day. And he's very connected to the Catholic Church. And one little funny story from that is, he tells me in an interview for this book, he says to me, one day I'm sitting there in a cafeteria with my son, and he's awake now, and he says, I say to him, you're not looking at me quite the right way. What's the matter with your vision? Are you seeing double? And Danny says, no, I can't see out of my right eye at all. So Redfield goes back to God and he says, you promised me a full recovery. I don't consider this a full recovery. So I said to Redfield, you criticized the Lord over this?
Oh, my goodness.
And 2 weeks later, he says, of course I did. He believes in direct prayer to God. 2 weeks later, Danny could see fully well out of both eyes.
Wow.
So, you know, God is in our lives, and he's a personal God as well as overseeing the universe, of course. And the other thing is that God sees down the road, meaning that we question, why does one person survive and why not another? But those miracles are understood by God when God decides to bring a miracle. Of course, life is a miracle, and we learn that in medical school on day one.
Right.
Start studying the human body, you see evidence of God right there.
Amen. Dr. Siegel, I've also heard you on Fox many, many times talking about trying to reduce screen time for kids and adults and getting out and enjoying God's creations, God's nature, you know, touching earth, touching grass. How valuable is that in your eyes to be physically active, to be outdoors, to get away from screens and monitors and politics and everything?
Well, that's a really profound point. I mean, I'm actually struggling, as you say that, with trying to figure out whether I think iPhones and social media are God's creation or the devil's making them. And it's really hard to know, right?
Right.
But one thing's for sure, the other point you made is totally right, which is communing with nature and getting back to basics. And love and kindness and courage and faith. It's a very simple formula where you decide as you wake up in the morning that there's a greater force than you that rules the world. And you better be afraid of that force, not about each other. You learn love and kindness. Cardinal Dolan said something to me a few weeks ago that was really profound. He said, we can have all the political strife we want, but we should love each other. We can disagree on principles, on points, but we should love each other. And a new study out just from Northwestern actually shows that the same areas of the brain are involved, the right frontal area of the brain involved in both miracles, belief in miracles, and belief in political ideology. So we can actually replace one with the other, do what's healthier for us.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And Cardinal Dolan's a St. Louisan, by the way, I'll point out. You guys stole him from us.
What a beautiful city, St. Louis, and great steakhouses, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Dr. Mark Siegel, the book is The Miracle, The Miracles Among Us. And again, you say it's available for pre-order right now?
pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Fox News Books, and it'll be out on the 18th in a week.
Outstanding.
So, get your books.
Well, Dr. Siegel,
it's a book of stories. It's a lot of fun. Like I told some of the stories now, it's a book of stories of people that I either knew directly, patients of mine, my family, or stories that I heard, and then I went and interviewed everyone to figure it out.
Do you have some chapters in there about COVID? I know you were very, very involved in that COVID time.
Yeah, I was involved. There was a lot of miracles involved with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, with people that made it off the respirator. Sam Rodriguez is in my book, Pastor Sam, and he had his daughter, had just had a baby and was in the ICU and was dying of COVID. And Sam was praying for her, and she was visited by angels, and she recovered.
Wow.
And it isn't, you know, it's a combination. I don't want people out there listening to think, I believe, you know, forget about the science. It's not. It's hand in hand. The science goes hand in hand with faith.
God is science.
Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Good to get him on here. The Miracles Among Us is the name of his book, if you're looking for a great Christmas gift for someone.
That is great.
I believe there was something higher involved in this. I didn't even get a bruise.
That's insane.
I broke 6 ribs in this fall, not from a tree stand, as somebody said on social media earlier, but from ground level down into a duck blind against a steel rail, and I didn't have a single bruise on but I broke 6 ribs. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened.
I don't
happened.
Even know like, how that happened.
You would think instant contusion and blood pooling where that, you know, just the blow itself hit.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's miraculous that you have no bruising. Wow. Yeah. But, man, if you all could see, if you're watching on Facebook, you'll see every breath this guy takes is hurting him. And he's hanging in there. Well, you
just
are.
Just depends on how I move.
You're doing That's great, all. But...
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, it's amazing you're in here, to be quite honest with you.
It is Minority Monday for Dan's segment. We're going to get to that coming up. Next hour, we'll check in with Ryan Schmelz from D.C. and see if he can sort out this mess. The Senate's voted. Now the House has to vote before the government can reopen. So we're in progress. We'll get to Ryan coming up after the top of the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stay tuned.
But don't give a f-.
Oh, it's our Minority Monday, and I love this guy. I have featured him in the past, but every day this guy is putting content out there as a social media influencer. And number one, the African-American community I know responds. When you look at his 519,000 followers, a lot of them are African-American. He is speaking truth to every issue. He's out there probably once a day, sometimes twice a day. It's what he does for a living, but he's always spot on with his content. Most recently, I saw him go after the socialist mayor of New York, who, of course, is promoting his freezing of rent, and really a lot more than that. He's going to take over rental properties in New York City is his intent to bring socialism to that communist city of New York.
Oh, yeah.
But Jeffrey Mead is calling him out, and he's also calling out what the overall agenda of this socialist regime is after. He starts this clip out with Mondani doing his thing. This was part of his victory speech. And what exactly the agenda is, but listen to Jeffrey Mead break it down. Here we go.
Starting on day one, we will expand the city's special enforcement programs, doubling fines for hazardous violations and tripling them for conditions that are immediately dangerous. And when a really bad landlord, like this guy, refuses to fix it, the city's gonna step in, make the repairs, and send them the bill. If that doesn't work, the city's taking over the building.
Just
we're putting
it.
The worst landlords out of business.
Just steal it.
They would like to put all landlords out of business. One of the core tenets of socialism is getting control of the means of production. And this is a great way to work on getting more control over the means of production while looking and seeming virtuous.
Nailed
he could have said, we'd take the building and then resell it to an individual, but he did not say that. Again, because he's a socialist and they want control over the means of production. Which is quite interesting if you think about it, because he could quite literally create a self-reinforcing loop that gives him legal justification to seize more property from individual property owners. Okay, let's say they freeze rent, meaning property owners cannot increase the price of rent to keep up with their cost. Therefore, they start losing money on owning these properties, which then doesn't allow these individuals to have the money to maintain these properties, which then means over time, these properties get in worse and worse condition, which then leads to many properties being not well taken care of, dilapidated,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
So then think about this. As a result of Mondani's policies, right, people can no longer, you know, rent their rental properties out profitably. They're losing money. They don't have the money to keep up with these properties. And now these properties are not in good condition. And now Mondani can come back and say, you're not doing what you need to do. We're taking that property. We're putting bad landlords out of business while he's quietly seizing the means of production and making the government more powerful. It's smart and it's sneaky, but it's dangerous. Again, we do not want socialism in this country.
His name is Jeffrey Mead, and he's out there speaking that kind of truth every day. Always very well grounded in fact, too. He does his research. He obviously is very passionately against communism and socialism, but you'll find him on X, simple spelling, Jeffrey Mead, M-E-A-D, and he's putting out great content. Over 500,000 people following him now, and that number's gone up over 100,000 since I last featured him. I went back to my original post with him. I think I did him back in early October. So he's growing almost 20% in just 1 month. Hopefully you'll go out there and make a like, make a follow on X and support what Jeffrey Mead is saying. Great African-American spokesman, too. His former athlete, I think he played for University of Arkansas or Oklahoma, Texas, one of those. But he's just a well-grounded, very smart, very articulate, and he breaks down every issue in very simple, as you just heard him go after that socialist housing agenda we're going to see unfold in New York. Remarkable young man.
I don't know. You and I both own property.
Yeah.
Investment property, yeah. Rental property. How do you do that to a landlord? Why can even if you've never owned property, why can you not understand as a progressive left? Unless I've often argued progressivism is the most selfish approach to government ever. Because all you care about is you.
Yeah.
All you care about is you. You don't care about the other guy that maybe took out a second mortgage on their own home to finance the purchase of a piece of property as an investment that they then want to rent out. But, oh, no, here comes the government telling them how much they can charge in rent for that piece of property. That's
insane.
Socialism.
And if they can do it to housing, you can bet they can do it to every other
Thank
sector.
You.
If they own your health care, They own your housing. How much control over your life do you really have? The government can dictate everything if they get control of major chunks of our economy. And that's what this is all about.
It's a good point. Yep. All right. Remember the remember our Responder Rescue ATF raffle is live. You can text the word responder to 33100 to enter for a chance to win all kinds of stuff. Ultimate bourbon basket, a great night at Lit Cigar Lounge, or a pistol from the Range St. Louis West. Please buy some tickets today. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.